Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Cam Newton makes my job so easy.
He doesn't care. And that's cool. Just own it, man. There are people who are going to defend Cam to the end. He's just not for me. I think he's a very talented guy. That's not a guy I want leading my football team.
Well, I think he'll be back, and I think one of these days he'll win one. My hope is that at some point he sits back and looks at things and goes, all right, maybe I haven't handled this the best way, and I get myself in that situation again, I'm going to do better. And he has done that in the past. I don't know what it's like to lose a Super Bowl. I mean, I guess the closest thing is for me is getting knocked out of the main event. I didn't have to talk to anybody. It's a good thing. So I can't conceive of what it's like, but... You know, he's been in enough big situations. He should have handled it better, and he didn't really do any better today. So, you know, the good news is he's got all offseason to think about it.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, you can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And we've given you guys a lot of opportunity to chat about Cam today. So that topic hereby banned for the rest of the show. Done enough of it, right?
All right.
Fair enough?
I don't want to say banned, but just frowned upon.
No,
we got other stuff to talk about.
I know. I think it's time to move on. We've done 2 days of it. We gave everybody an opportunity to talk about it. And we've got a lot of other good stuff to talk about. But I want to get to this first because somebody wants to know, and I think it's fair to bring this up every now and then, an example of a blockable offense. So what will get you muted on the text line, what will get you blocked on Twitter, or what will get you now blocked on Facebook? Pretty simple. Anything that uses one of two or three words in reference to anybody here, which I can't use the words on the air, but if you call us that, I'm going to block you.
You block them even if they call me or Jong that?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, anything racist, I mean, okay. Like really racist, which we do get, believe it or not.
Does someone call me the N-word or what?
No, but we've had...
that'd be really awkward.
We've had comments regarding Jong being Asian that were over the line offensive. Yeah. That will get you blocked.
What about when people call me homosexual slurs? You just let them make it, don't you?
Well, because there's an element of truth to that. No, I mean, but stuff like that, and if the same number does it more than once, like sometimes I'll just let it go. But if the same number does it two or three times, yeah, you're gone. And as far as Facebook, if you're just trolling, and every time you're coming on and it's just to try to stir up crap, like the guy today who's done this for months, and I wanted to block him 3 months ago, and I decided to give him another chance.
This was on the Blitz page?
Yeah, and he called me a dick, so that was it. Goodbye. That's a compilation of time. He's done that
farewell,
over time.
Farewell, Felicia.
Yeah. Anyway, so for the most part, man, we want disagreements. We want good thoughts. What we don't want are just, you know, people being stupid, offensive, or, you know, you could joke about us. That's fine. Just there, you know what? I mean, come on, be adults. That's all. You know what to do. And we, like I said, 95% of our listeners are fantastic. 5%. And a lot of people ask me, how do I know if I've been blocked? Well, just keep trying. It doesn't. If I don't read your text, it's not because it's not any good sometimes. I get a bunch of them.
But if you're blocked, it doesn't really matter. So
yeah.
So just don't be a douchebag.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's it. It's pretty simple. Don't be a dickweed. As long as you're not a dickweed, you're not getting blocked. That's it. I think that's a fairly simple rule. Don't be a dickweed. Anyway, 713-780-ESPN. Hey, before we get to the Hall of Fame thing, which I definitely want to do, have you been watching that Outsiders on WGN?
No.
First two episodes, pretty good.
Okay.
Definitely worth checking out. I don't know if I'm going to stick with it yet, but first two, I'm going to give a Yeah. I'm going to give a thumbs up to.
Okay. A lot of good stuff about to start up.
Yeah. Better Call Saul's coming back. Yes. We're not that far from Thrones and Banshee. Anyway, Tanner, do they get blocked if they vouch for Vince Young to come in as the Texans quarterback? Only if they do it and call us a bunch of rock luckers or something like that.
Yeah.
Then they get blocked. But yeah, you know, hopefully have a little bit of a sense of humor. I mean, and that's all. People who take stuff way too seriously, people who freak out because you retweeted a funny thing about Coldplay and start calling you a hater and crap like that, I'm going to block you on Twitter. It's going to happen. Done. I mean, nobody's got time for that. We're here to have fun. So, Fred, the Texans suck. Is that blockable? No, you're fine. You're fine. What about borderline dickweed? OU Mike. You haven't been blocked yet, OU Mike. So, oh boy. 713-780-ESPN.
Let's talk to Melvin.
And we're going to do Melvin? Okay, because I want to do Hall of Fame, but all right.
No, we can do that.
We'll do Melvin.
What up,
are
Melvin?
Are we going to guys?
Hey, sports, man.
Okay. I just had a thing about two things. First of all, about Cam. I know we've been...
No, we don't want to talk about Cam. We're done talking about Cam.
We just said that.
X-Men Cam. First of all, I love you guys' show. But the thing about Beyonce... It's like me and my wife, we watch the halftime, and, you know, I'm a black person, and I really get off into the beats and the performance of a show. I kind of rarely hear the words, but, you know, and I really didn't know that things came off as, like, I don't know if people say racist or not, but, you know, I don't know if you guys ever watched The Hateful Eight. Now, that was really bad, and sitting in there, with, you know, white folk, no problem. We're not prejudiced or nothing like that, but after a while, it started getting kind of weird hearing it over and over and over and over and over. But I didn't really care. You know, it was a movie, and I liked the actor. So for me, that's what it's all about. I like the show. I listen to the music. I like the actors. I put all of the other stuff past me. So a lot of people that feel offended should just put that stuff past them and enjoy the moment. You know, it's
a... I'm with you. If it's a performance, it's a performance. Like, yeah. I don't think that the guys in the movie Hateful Eight were actually racist.
No, but that's been a long-standing criticism of Tarantino. Is
there's a lot of race things in his movies? Well, let's face it, that's a reality of life.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a reflection of life. So
yeah. All right. I'm not going to respond to everyone.
I'm not scared of Beyonce. I want to stand up now as a white man and say, Jung, I am not scared of Beyonce.
I don't like Beyonce.
She can do what she wants to do. I'm not going to run and hide from her just because I'm supposed to, according to Fox News.
Oh, boy.
We might not have enough time to get to this topic, your Hall of Fame topic, but do you want to hear that car crash?
Yes.
Yeah, they have it. It's 19 seconds, and this is what happened.
Everything these fans are about.
Wow.
Folks, we just had an accident here at the Essex Home Studios. Bobby's biggest fear just came through, so we are going to head to a break. Everyone is okay here in the office.
If you want to hear that again, you can find it on Jason Barrett's Sports
Blog. I do not want to hear it again because...
That's so great.
I heard that crash and my back froze up again and now I'm all mental about driving home. Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We're on the fourth floor. It can't happen here, thankfully.
No, but having just gotten rear-ended, I don't want to hear a crash.
Although it could be a helicopter hit us and that would be even worse.
That's
but,
true.
Yeah, we're safe up here.
Yeah, that just reminded me of Stone Cold Steve Austin. I don't know why.
That's so great. That's so great.
Okay.
All right, I promise you Hall of Fame talk on the other
first
side.
First off, Grant, you're not blocked. Case Keenum is a great quarterback, is not blocked.
Just start blocking everybody.
No. And then dude who accidentally sent something to his girlfriend 2 years ago, I didn't start blocking until 6 months ago. So, and no, I did not block someone who said I had a man crush on Scott Van Pelt. So that's it. I'm not going over anymore, but you're not blocked. You're all there.
All right, guys, Super Bowl's over, but the really big day is right around the corner, Valentine's Day. It's on Sunday, a week after the Super Bowl. It's time to focus on getting the best gift you can get. Make sure this year you do it right and win her heart with romantic, fresh, and juicy berries from Sherry's Berries. It's the perfect topper to whatever you're going to come through with on Valentine's Day. If whatever else you get her disappoints, I promise you Sherry's Berries will not. I've used these things for a long time. My wife loves them. I love them. These things, you can't go wrong with them. Freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries, starting at $19.99. That's over a 40% savings. And today only, you order by midnight, you can double the berries for just $5 more. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, type in our code, Fred and AJ. It's a one-day deal, so get it on today.
And don't wait. Yeah, don't wait until the weekend. I don't know how that got turned off. Don't wait until the weekend, guys. Do it now and get it delivered this week while she's at work, or he, or you know, send them to your wife, send them to your girlfriend, send them to both, send them to your boyfriend. He'll love them. They're dipped in white milk and dark chocolatey goodness. I promise you, these are the kind of things that are going to stand out. It's totally different, and it is going to make them happy. The only way to get this amazing Valentine's Day deal, juicy, huge, and freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99, or double the berries for $5 more. Visit berries.com. BERRIES.com. Click on the microphone in the top right corner. Type in Fred and AJ. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone and enter the code Fred and AJ. Order today. The special price expires at midnight tonight.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz.
Back on The Blitz.
How about the last three seats for the Blitz Spring Poker Classic this Thursday, February 11th at Dave & Buster's on Richmond? Callers 8, 9, and 10. Tournament starts at 7, but you must register to play by 6:45, even if you win a spot. And I'm not asking why you were welcome on the callers. For some reason, I'm having a hard time seeing the screen today.
Yeah. So Fred's getting older. Normally, I don't welcome on calls.
No, and I don't want to say anything, but I really need to get my LASIK redone. So for our ad people who are listening, you might just want to make that happen.
All right, NFL Hall of Fame. The votes are in. The class is announced. Brett Favre was the no-brainer slam dunk of this class. We all knew that was there was no way he was not going to get in.
He of the penis texting.
I think Kevin Green and Orlando Pace, I felt pretty sure about. Orlando Pace, one of the best offensive linemen of his era. And there's not much. I mean, he's one of the three or four best. There's no real debate about that.
Yeah, he kind of went downhill at the end, but he was so dominant for a long stretch. I don't think there's any doubt there.
Kevin Green, not a surprise. Marvin Harrison, not shocking, and he's got fantastic numbers. It's not shocking until we get to the left out guys that it becomes a little bit more shocking. And then Tony Dungy. Tony Dungy, a Hall of Famer to you?
No.
Me neither, but...
No.
Okay. And then, of course, Ken Stabler finally gets in. It took him dying to get into the Hall of Fame, apparently.
That was the veterans, guys.
And Dick Stanfield. But, I mean, if Kenny Stabler was going to get in, they should have put him in a long time ago.
Yeah, well, he was never going to live long enough to see himself get in there, though. And he partied like a fiend.
Eddie DeBartolo Jr., the former Niners owner, gets in as a contributor.
Call him Ed.
Eddie, I like to say. Yeah. So those guys all make it. The group that didn't make it, well, let's talk about it. Was when it was cut down to just 10. You had so the first five out, if you will, if you want to go to March Madness speak, the first five out. John Lynch, who I think eventually will get in. I think he's one of the great safeties of our time.
Man, I'm not as high on him, but the more I go back and look at him, I could see him getting in someday.
Kurt Warner, who, again, I think will eventually
get in.
Redskin tackle Joe Jacoby. who I'm not sure on.
Yeah, I remember him being a great player, but boy, that was a long time ago, and I was awful young.
Terrell Davis, who I would probably not vote for, but
see, I think there is a case to be made for him because even though it was a very short stretch, he was the most dominant player at his position in the league for 2 years, won two Super Bowls. I mean, I think you can make a case for him. I wouldn't dismiss him out of hand.
And Chargers coach Don Coryell, the next five out, and this is where it's shocking to me. Terrell Owens didn't even make the top 10.
Yeah.
Edgerrin James, who I think is kind of borderline.
Yeah.
Probably a no for me. Steve Atwater, who I would say is probably a yes for me.
Probably not for me.
Alan Faneca, who is probably a yes for me because his offensive lineman goes.
He was up there.
And then Morton Anderson, who...
He's a kicker.
I mean, he's a kicker. I guess if you're going to put a kicker in, he's probably the one. But I don't know about that. I mean, the obvious big... The big one that got left out, in my opinion, is T.O., who is...
Well, who didn't even make the first cut.
Didn't even make the first cut. Is top three in damn near every receiving statistic you can imagine. Yards, catches, touchdowns. And doesn't even make the top 10. Meanwhile, Tony Dungy won a Super Bowl, and he's in the Hall of Fame. I've got a bit of an issue with that.
Well, and now I told you this last week before we went out there. You have to start thinking like these guys think. And we were at dinner.
Dude, it was very eye-opening talking to these guys.
I know. And hey, look, they're smart guys, and they're very passionate about it. But you kind of got a sense of how it works. Some of the guys argue for players. Some of them argue against players specifically. And I know you spent some time talking to Clark Judge about it. And I think after that, you came away feeling like, I don't think T.O.'s getting in.
Yeah, I did not.
And, I mean, but he makes a compelling case for why not. I just don't agree with it. So,
yeah, I was.
But do you guys see when I've been saying all along why it's going to be hard for a guy like Andre Johnson? And you're, how dare you say he's not a Hall of Famer?
Let me just tell you, all three guys that I talked to this weekend, like, laughed at the idea of Andre Johnson as a Hall of Famer. Like, he's not even in the discussion, especially given the way this year went. And you would imagine he's not going to get much better going forward. Andre Johnson's not getting in the Hall of Famer.
That's what I've been trying to tell people, and they all tell, oh, you're just a hater. You just hate Andre Johnson. It's like, no, you got to know how these knuckleheads think. And when you start comparing stuff, and you put it, and some of the things that Clark Judge was talking about is how teams didn't want him, and a lot of times he was a problem, and all kinds of things like that. He goes, that's not a Hall of Famer. So you get a guy's definition of a Hall of Famer, and you get a bunch of guys' definitions of Hall of Famers, and then that starts getting narrowed. And so sometimes being a respected guy like Tony Dungy is going to go a long way, which I don't think it necessarily should, but it does. Yeah. And not being respected, I think, really hurt T.O. And I got to say, after talking to them and some of the other guys that were out there, I don't think it's happening anytime soon.
For T.O.?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be tough.
There's a lot of guys in between him and there, and a lot of guys I would not have in there, by the way.
Yeah, and the way they made it sound, it's going to be tough for T.O., it might be even tougher for Randy Moss. And all three of those guys, the first thing they mention about Randy Moss, when I think of Randy Moss, I think of the most physically gifted wide receiver ever. I mean, a guy that was just bigger than everybody, but still faster than everybody, just wows me. The first thing they say, oh, he quit on the Raiders. He's not a Hall of Famer. He quit on the Raiders. Like, that dude was in Oakland for, what, a year and a half? That's the first thing that comes to mind for those guys.
But those are the kind of things that they look for.
It's unbelievable. But, again, like you said, these are old school guys with old school ways. And that's how they think.
And Lamont asks, has Tony Dungy ever had a losing season or a season below 500? His first year in Tampa, they were 6-10. That was his one losing season. But he was 8-8 in 98 as well. And then the year after, they lost the Eagles. He was 9-7 that year, and that team went on to win the Super Bowl.
You know when he did have a losing record? In the playoffs.
Yeah, well. And
he did win two Super Bowls, though. I was wrong.
No, he won one Super Bowl.
He won a Super Bowl as a player.
Yeah, okay. If you're going to count, I guess if you're going to count the player thing too, then all right.
But I mean, they're not putting Tony Dungy in for his play. Can we agree with that?
Probably so.
Yeah. I mean, they put him in as a coach. He had a losing record as a coach in the playoffs.
9-10 overall in the playoffs.
He won one Super Bowl as a coach. I just don't.
668 overall winning percentage, which is pretty salty.
And not to mention, I mean, when he had his most successful run as a coach, he was attached to one of the best quarterbacks of all time. And
who also had problems in the playoffs, though.
So. Yeah, but damn near anybody was going to win a lot of games with Peyton Manning.
Yeah, but I mean, you still have to do it. And
I mean, that's just like saying Eric Spoelstra. Is Eric Spoelstra going to be a Hall of Famer at the end of the day?
Yeah, but and 6 division titles and as a head coach, I mean, that's, I don't know if Eric Spoelstra is going to win that.
But Eric Spoelstra's already got more titles than Tony Dungy.
He did get, let me say, to an NFC championship team with the Bucs and did get them to the playoffs 4 times before he got Peyton Manning. So, I wouldn't have voted him in, but okay.
Yeah.
So, anyway, well, guys, got to tell you what, coming up Sunday, going to be running my first half marathon and would not have been able to do that if I hadn't gotten weight off. Thanks to Quick Weight Loss. And, hey, Super Bowl's over. I know what you're thinking. It's like, you know what, man? I drank too much during football season. I ate too much during football season. I put on some pounds. I need to get those pounds off. Well, Quick Weight Loss is going to help you do it. They've been helping people for 28 years now. They helped me lose 50 pounds and get in shape again. And they're going to help you lose more weight faster and easier, up to 100 pounds or more. No exercise required. No prepackaged meals. And right now they've got a great deal for you. 6 weeks for $66. All weight loss services included. And kids join free with parent enrollment. Some conditions do apply. Free, no obligation consultation. All you have to do is drop by one of their 15 Houston area locations, or you can go to quickweightlosscenter.com. And if you're one of my friends outside of the Houston area, they've got a home program so they can help you. Get the weight off now. Quit waiting. Give them a call. 1-888-305-1117. That's 1-888-305-1117. Quick Weight Loss Center. 1-888-305-1117.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN is your number. Texter asking, are you doing the half marathon in Galveston? No, there's a marathon up here called the Rhythm and Blues Marathon Sunday, which is going to be very cool. They actually have bands every mile. So I'm very excited about it. I'm a little concerned that I'm not worried about being able to finish it or anything like that, but I banged up my knee really bad in that accident, and it hasn't come back yet. And even this morning I'm looking at it, it's twice the size of the other one. So that's the only thing I'm worried about, is if it'll hold up for 13 miles. And you know, if it does, then great. Then I'll go to the doctor on Monday. But I'm putting it off. I know it's stupid, but
yeah, definitely stupid.
I've been planning for this for too long. I've been wanting to run it for too long. I've been training too hard.
Yeah, but you had enough time from when your accident happened.
I know it should be better, but it's not. So I know that, but it's able to hold up when I do run. We'll find out, man.
Take this from someone who, before my last fight, I went and got an MRI, and they said I had torn my MCL. And I asked the doctor, can I still fight on it? I wouldn't recommend it. And I was like, it's all right. I've already sold a bunch of tickets to it. I don't want to back out on my opponent. Well,
I paid a lot of money for this, too. I don't want to.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's. But
and then I tore my ACL.
Well, the one thing I will do is if I get out there and it starts to go, I'm not going to. I will stop.
Okay.
I'm not going to blow the thing up. But anyway.
I get a lot of people apparently stumping for Dungy. They think Dungy's a legit Hall of Famer, and that's fine. I mean, I'm okay with differences of opinion.
Yeah, I honestly, people make a really good case for him, and obviously he got in.
Dungy getting in the Hall of Fame as a coach, but you can't argue Belichick got virtually all his success with Brady. Belichick also had a lot more success than Dungy.
Yeah.
And then Will says, Dungy was the first African-American coach to win a Super Bowl, won a lot of games with Indy, plus built the team that won the Super Bowl in Tampa. But is John Fox getting partial credit for
winning
that Broncos Super Bowl?
I'm not going to give him credit for Tampa because they were 9-7 his last year, and it took a real quarterback coach for them to actually win. So, I mean, he built a really great defense there, but they weren't good enough.
And I'm not putting him in because he was black. That doesn't seem fair.
Yeah, that's kind of, If that's the case, why aren't we
putting... I mean, like Jackie Robinson was the first black baseball player. He's in the Hall of Fame. But Jackie Robinson was also a Hall of Fame caliber player. He's not in the Hall of Fame just because he was the first black player.
Why isn't Tom Flores in then?
I don't know. He wasn't a Hall of Fame caliber coach.
I did win a couple Super Bowls. Also started a quarterback in the NFL.
That's true.
First Hispanic starting quarterback.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't put much stock in that. But I think a lot of the stuff they do, and again, We spent a lot of time talking to them about this stuff, as I do every year with all these voters, to kind of find out what they look for. And a lot of it is they also look for impact beyond the game. And Tony Dungy did do a lot of things, like help work with Mike Vick to get him back in the league, even after he was done coaching, and was very well respected. And that's something – those are the kind of things they look for. And, again, I would not – I don't – he doesn't quite make it for me, but I can see the case for it. All right, we'll do one more call. Let's just do Guy. What's up, Guy?
It doesn't have an HDMI cable.
Okay. Guy is talking to somebody. Actually, I'm kind of tempted to sit here and listen to this to see.
No, I'm not. We've got too much to do.
Yeah, we got to get to some basketball. Let me give away this Nothing But Cakes $20 gift card, though.
Do you have an HDMI cable?
No, I don't have one on me.
Okay.
I've got a couple at the house.
But yeah, he was asking for one.
I know he was looking for one.
Call number.
God, Purdue is running Sparty right now.
Call number 20. You'll win a Nothing But Cakes $20 gift card. Nothing But Cakes is the perfect sweet to take to your sweetheart this Valentine's Day with 40 designs and 9 classic flavors, plus their signature frosting. Nothing But Cakes makes a great gift right now at the Galleria Uptown location and the West U location. Mention ESPN and receive a free individual Bundt cake of your choice. Specialty cake orders are ready in 30 minutes, and Nothing Bundt Cake delivers. Caller 20. All right. Let's get some basketball.
Yeah, tomorrow we'll have the all-time NBA team, the top five, or the five greatest players according to this ranking that ESPN.com has been doing. They announced today number 10 through 6, and Hakeem fit in at number 10, which I don't really have a problem with. I think that's reasonable. I mean, you could argue him up a couple spots. You could argue him down a couple spots. But I think that's pretty fair. You?
I'd have him up a couple spots. And
would you have him ahead of Shaq?
I would. I know we've had that discussion before. You can make a case for either one. I'm not gonna fault you for taking Shaq, but I believe that for the stretch when he was at his best, Hakeem was a better player.
Would you have him against Tim Duncan or over Tim Duncan?
Yes, I would have him over Tim Duncan.
See, I don't know that I would. Bill Russell and Larry Bird were the rest of the 6 through 10. And here's some people that were behind him. Would you have him ahead of Kobe?
Yeah.
Would you have him ahead of Oscar Robertson?
Never saw him. I can't really say it's before my time.
Dr. J.
See, there was a stretch when Dr. J was as good as anybody in basketball, too. The thing is, almost all those other guys that you mentioned had to have a lot of other great players with them to win a title. Hakeem really didn't have another great player with him until he had Clyde, and that was Clyde at the end.
What it boils down to, the last five left that haven't been ranked, I can tell you, and you can do what you want with it, but Wilt Chamberlain's going to be one of them. Kareem is going to be one of them. Magic Johnson will be one of them. Michael Jordan will obviously be probably number one. And LeBron James will be in the top five of all time.
I don't really have any problem with any of those.
It's hard to argue it, right?
Yeah, I mean, those are probably the five I would have.
I think so, too. We'll talk about that list a little bit more in detail tomorrow when they finish it. Some of them I'm curious to see how you feel about. I was surprised to see Steph Curry in the top 25.
Yeah, it's a little early for that. I mean, I know he's on a pretty good run right now, and last year was fantastic, but you got to do it for more than a couple of years at this level if you want to be in that group, I think.
Yeah. I mean, they've already got him ahead of Isaiah Thomas.
It's too soon for that.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, I love the guy. Way too soon for that.
So we'll talk about that a little bit more tomorrow as they finish up that top 100. The Rockets, they get the buzzsaw tonight.
Yeah.
They're going into Golden State, into Oracle. Good luck.
We have not had a chance to talk about this, but the Rockets, it's not like they're losing more than they were early in the season. They're right one game over 500, which is pretty much what they've been all year since that terrible start, right?
Yeah.
You know, they're only a half game ahead for eighth and only a game ahead of the Blazers.
Oh, yeah.
From missing the playoffs right now.
Yeah.
And two weeks ago, that one game over 500, you were safe.
Now you're not.
No.
Yeah, because the Blazers and Jazz have suddenly started playing really good basketball.
7-3 in their last 10 for the Jazz, 8-2 in their last 10 for the Blazers. And
the best thing that happened for the Rockets today was Marc Gasol broke his foot. So
he's the second best thing is George Karl keeping his job.
Yeah, as the Kings continue to melt. But yeah, the Rockets are there. There's a possibility they don't make the playoffs. I mean, I still think they probably will, but it's not impossible. And I mean, honestly, if you just go off their last performance, the 96-79 loss to the Blazers at home, that may be the most embarrassing they've played this season.
You know, I think I've said that five times this year, though. Honestly. It seems like every time they'll win a few games and all of a sudden they will just drop a gigantic steaming pile of turd like that. And you're just like, okay, I don't know what to make of it.
96-79. Is that the lowest scoring output they've had all season long?
I'd have to go back and check because I know they've had some other steaming piles this season.
I mean, they started out with a couple ugly losses. Yeah. But
they started off terrible.
Golden State and Miami, you know, they weren't to bad teams or teams that are lesser than them. Hmm.
But, they had some losses to teams lesser than them.
Yeah, but not by 20-something points.
There were a few. I have to go back and look at them now.
But, yeah, they're actually in a little bit of trouble. And more talks of the more trade talks swirling around Dwight. So we'll see if anything gets done on that in the next week or so. I'm starting I can't think of many reasons why the Rockets wouldn't trade him.
I'm kind of with you. If, you know. All right.
Second lowest.
Okay.
They also took a butt whooping and put up 77 points against the Cavs.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that one was brutal, but the Cavs are better than they are. But here's some you might have forgotten. The 106-98 loss at home to the Nets, who had not yet won when that happened.
They got swept by the Nuggets.
Swept by the Nuggets.
I was at opening night. That was bad.
How about a home loss to the... Well, I don't think it's really embarrassing to lose the Mavericks, but how about the Celtics beating them by?
That's not good.
16. And the 96-84 loss to the Grizzlies. Okay, no big deal. But how about losing at home to the Knicks? About then getting beat by 9 by the Grizzlies at home. Not quite as bad yet. How about the Pistons beating them by 11?
They also got beat by the Wizards.
Yes.
That was bad.
Yeah, that Nets game we mentioned, they lost twice to the Nets, by the way. Kings beating them by 10.
Yeah.
There's some pretty ugly losses here. Orlando losing it to Orlando. My goodness. The Pelicans, who haven't beaten anybody all year, they beat them.
They beat them, man.
So, not the ugly total blowout loss, just some bad losses.
They're just bad. Yeah. And if they get...
The 91-77 to the Cavs was worse.
If they do trade Dwight Howard, they need to demand... If they do it to the Celtics, they need to demand that pick that they're going to get that Boston has from the Nets, because if that's a top three pick, you've got a really good chance of getting Ben Simmons, and cool. Ben Simmons could be a franchise changer. And if you've got that pick, if you don't get Ben Simmons, a great consolation prize for this Rockets team would be Chris Dunn, who I think is a fantastic point guard prospect. I think he's the best point guard in college basketball. I think his game will translate very well. He's a 6'4 point guard. I like him a lot. And if the Rockets can end up with him, I don't think they'd be too disappointed. But that's something they've got to get back in that trade.
One last game to throw in here.
Yeah.
That 130-99 against the Spurs.
Yeah, that's the Spurs. Bad.
Still 31 points.
Was that that game against the Cavs? Was that here?
Yeah,
that was yes. Scored? God, I mean,
all you could say is, meow.
I mean, it's ugly, man. They got to break this thing up.
Shame.
And people were like, oh, James Harden and Khloe Kardashian broke up. He's going to be back to being James Harden. Like, Like, somehow being in a committed relationship is kryptonite to professional athletes. They don't know how to handle it, so they just play like crap. I'm not buying it.
Before we go, I heard something on the Portland broadcast the other night. They said, if you can get two good passes against the Rockets in one possession, you will get an open look.
Without question. That's all season long. All season long. Really, that was a lot of last season, too. Teams just didn't figure it out or weren't doing it. All right, guys, going to tell you one more time today about Pajamagram.com. Valentine's Day is on Sunday, and you want to come through big. You want to make her happy, but, you know, it's not a bad thing if you make yourself happy at the same time. That's where Pajamagram.com comes in with the hidden secret pajamas, only from Pajamagram. These are the perfect Valentine's Day pajamas because it's something that you're going to love and something she's going to love. Elegant and comfy for her, sexy for you, a gift that can make you both happy. Check them out at Pajamagram.com. It's a softly draped fabric that's great to the touch. It's going to feel good to you. It's going to feel good to her. It's got a little hidden secret in the back. Beautiful fall-away black lace that shows off a little bit of skin. It's a secret the only the two of you are going to know about. Delivery is guaranteed for Valentine's Day, but you've got to order now. Go to Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. This Valentine's Day, share a secret with the one you love. Give her a pair of hidden secret pajamas only from Pajamagram.com. You don't have to gift wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Delivery is guaranteed. Visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Tell them AJ Hoffman from ESPN 97.5 sent you.
Yeah, I feel proud just shaking your hand.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back. Man, I love that local music that we play on Tuesdays. Good stuff. All right, we're going to play a little game here to finish the show. It's something we haven't done in a couple weeks because we've either been off early or been out of town. But basically called Hey Man, Bleep That. And so here's what you guys are going to do. First three callers at 713-780-3776. You're going to hold on. The first caller is going to get me. The second caller is going to get AJ. The third caller is going to get John. And whoever has the best rant, in Tyler's opinion, that person gets a seat to the poker tournament. So if you want to play in the poker tournament on Thursday, first three, we'll put you on hold. Now, if you don't want to play in the poker tournament, just hang up. But it's going to work very simple. Okay, I'm going to start off today. So the first caller, you get me. This is going to... I had an elevator rant a couple weeks ago. This is semi-related because it started there. If you're a really large woman, do not bathe in perfume. And because it is disgusting. And I don't know why it is that it's only really large women, because when you get on the elevator, you can't breathe. When you get in on an airplane with them and they sit next to you, you can't breathe. Why do you bathe yourself in this stuff? I mean, it's not like it's going to make you skinny or attractive. Stop doing it. On the same token, cologne guy. Don't overdo the cologne. If I can smell, I can't smell very well. If I can smell your cologne, you got too much on. And I was coming up the elevator here at work with one of each. Really big lady covered in perfume and really hairy chested guy covered in cologne. It's supposed to be an accent, guys. Don't bathe in it. It's my rant. All I can say is if you're going to do that,
hey man, f*** that.
Exactly.
Am I up next?
You're up next.
You know, I always say, like, if you... We talk about this sometimes. Sure signs that your girlfriend cheated on you. In this case,
finding a condom when you get home.
Well, in this case, it's a little bit different. Okay. Because, like, if you're a white girl and you have a not white baby, you'd think, wait a minute, unless my partner's black, that'd be weird, right?
Right.
Well, Hannah Yarker, who's 20, had a white baby with her black boyfriend. And I'm sure he was, like, kind of upset about it, but then right behind it came a black baby.
Interesting.
And I don't know if I'm angry about this. I don't want to be angry, but I'd be confused if that guy, if I was that guy. Apparently, it's a they're twins, but one is black and one is white. They say the odds of that happening are 1,000,000 to 1. So, it would. If I'm that guy, though, as soon as I see that white baby come out, I say,
so "Is the girlfriend white?"
Yeah. But if you're a black guy and you see a white baby come out, don't you say, hey, man, that.
I don't know, because, I mean, if she's white, there's a chance it's going to be awful pale.
This baby is got blonde hair. There's no, I mean, this is a white, white baby. I've had two white babies. This is a white baby.
Okay. Chong?
I'm going to kind of keep it on the sports topic. This whole thing with the Kings and George Karl.
Yeah, it's
kind of ridiculous. Like, the reports came out that George Karl was going to get let go, and then they came back out and said, no, we're going to retain George Karl, at least for now. And if you're going to fire somebody, I think you should do it immediately instead of just, you know, dragging it along and kind of making it wishy-washy. And this whole situation with the new ownership and hiring Vlade Divac and hiring George Karl has just been a huge mess. And they can't seem to get anything right since the whole Weber and Bibby Kings over there. And to that management, I say, hey, man, fuck that.
That's good. Yeah, if I was George Karl, I'd say, hey, man, bleep that too.
All right, Tyler, which bleep off do you prefer?
I'm actually going to go with Fred's because I had to go pick up, I had to go let Glenn in on the first floor. And I think that same lady who you were in the elevator with was in there, and it was very hard to get in, even with another person in there.
So she was a beefy one, wasn't she? All right, that means, Trent, congratulations. You have won the seat to the poker tournament. Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis coming up, 7 o'clock. That was a nice little plug you got in there, Tyler. Well done. All right, that's going to wrap it up for a Tuesday.
It does, though. It matters.
It does. Good job, everybody. We had some excellent... excellent points made today.
Great job. By you.
No, not me. Great job, Jong Lee. Great job, AJ Hoffman. I only partially sucked today, so D plus.
I'll give you C minus.
All right. Till tomorrow. Stay sports, you bitches.
ESPN 97.5.